Well, God, morning, God, morning, God, morning. Thank you so much for dialing in to the Master's Call this morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this He is the Waymaker Wednesday. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rise up this morning to just say thank you. We thank you, God, because you have been our way maker many a times, Father. And so we thank you that not only are you a way maker, but you are a miracle worker, you are a promise keeper, you are our light in the darkness, and that is who you are to each and every single one of us. So on this day, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I ask that you will fill them up until they overflow, God. And for each and every caller that has dialed into this line, I ask that you will fill them up until they overflow, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. In Jesus' name, Father. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the products that are transforming and changing lives all over the world. We thank you, Father, for the supply, and we thank you for every package that goes out. We thank you for all the hands that prepare it, Father. I ask right now, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven on this day and forevermore, oh God. I pray right now that you would bless the speaker as they will come forth, that you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated and unhindered, and that we will be receptive to receive what you say to us this day, Father, and that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we go out into the marketplace and as we shine brightly and as we realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you are our way maker. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, and in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen. Amen and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our host for this day. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone with that wonderful, wonderful tag, He is the Waymaker Wednesday, as well as that powerful, powerful prayer. And again, thank you, Minister Psalmist Kalen, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with that powerful song. And that is one of my favorites. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who he is. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome once again to our telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we so welcome you. And this is still a time where you could take to invite somebody to this call this morning, because I believe we're going to continue to go higher and higher. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're so thankful to God that they said yes to the Master. And they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. Yes, we have a website you can go to any time of the day and get a word from the Lord. That is so awesome. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see, again, all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you'll notice also that our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we invite you to do so. Don't be scared, okay? Come on and join us, because I tell you, there's a blessing in the midst of it. I guarantee you that. Now, you can join us. You can be a greeter, which Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you even may have a word that you want to share. You can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together, you may ask? Oh, yes, almost 9 years ago, we were all involved in this awesome company called Artists International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and is still going strong under the umbrella of Artist Life. And we're so thankful to God that we have the awesomest products you can find here on this earth. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Not only that, today is Awareness Wednesday. On the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And again, it's Awareness Wednesday, and we're so thankful to our Diamond President, Queen Victoria, and King Reggie Flanagan, who will share with us great information about our products today on Awareness Wednesday. So join us. And today's topic is ADHD. ADHD. So you definitely want to hear that. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. I am so thankful to God for this awesome woman of God that's about to come. I tell you, she's definitely no stranger to this call. Neither is she a stranger around the world. I'm here to tell you, she is renowned. She is known all over the country as well as the world. She is a woman of God who stands on the Word of God, who prays in the Word of God, who believes the Word of God, and is a powerful and anointed vessel used by our Lord and Savior. That is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, a woman of God who had a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer. She is now, she is also the founder of an awesome ministry called Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, where they are about to celebrate in October, two people that's going to graduate and be ordained from this ministry. And we're so thankful to God that she is a woman who can be called on. And I tell you, when she goes before the Lord, you can expect the greater things to come forth. You can go and read her bio, because it will take to next week to read it all. But I tell you, she is anointed. She is appointed. She is planted, and she is grounded. She is a woman who takes care of her mother graciously, and we love her dearly. She is our mother eagle, none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm so humbled by that introduction. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Prayer General, for all you do, which is so much in the foreground and even much more in the background, to make this call flow smoothly each and every day. And we so humbly thank you and are so grateful, Minister Brenda, our Mississippi Queen, for all that you do. When I came on, I thanked Minister Kalen for, wow. I love when young people, folks, she's just young, about to enter college this fall. We've been lifting her up in prayer, makes the time and takes the time to come on each and every Wednesday and usher us in. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, way out there in Inglewood, California, for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as we came on the line. So love and appreciate all you do. And I must acknowledge my co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, a world traveler, truly a woman in God who has a mantle and a ministry of prayer and fasting and so much more. Love for all, and we love her dearly. And so warmest kingdom greetings again to each and every one of you. I have been humbled and honored to take on the task of breaking the bread of life today and tomorrow morning. And the Lord put upon my heart as I was praying yesterday about what should be on the buffet table spread to minister to God's people. And he told me to go back to a message that I first ministered back in November of 2011. And I then again ministered this series in 2015. And he always tweaks it, adds more as I grow up more in him. And he put it on my heart because if ever there is a need for us understanding godly Christian love, it's now. If ever there was a need for the church to be the church, to be the remnant, the light, the guide, the conscience, the moral compass for the world, for America, for our circle of influence, it's now. So over these next 2 days, I'm going to minister, or until I finish it, I'm going to minister on the topic, I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. And our text is a very familiar text. Most of us have been in the body of Christ, been a believer, and even for those who aren't believers, they've seen 1 Corinthians 13 as the love chapter. But I'm going to take time to really break it down and let us meditate and chew all the meat off the bone of God's word with this simple passage that, if you allow it, can really revolutionize your life. Many of us have been introduced to all kinds of love but don't understand what godly agape love is. And I'm going to be coming from the text when Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, that 13th chapter, the 4th through 13th verse. If you didn't know, Corinth was a port city where ships came in and out, and all kinds of lifestyles, beliefs were going on there in Corinth. Very heathenistic city, and some of the strongest letters that Paul had to write for moral conduct was there at the church of Corinth for the baby saints to help them understand what a godly, holy, righteous model of love looked like. So we're going to really break it down on what agape love is. That fourth verse reads, love is patient, love is kind. I know I lost some of folks right there on those two when they think of love. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Reading from the NIV version, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, or the King James says provoked. It keeps no records of wrongs. Uh-oh, that means when you have a disagreement with somebody, you can bring up stuff that happened 5 weeks ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and keep beating them up about it. Yes, it keeps no record of wrongs. Verse 6, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Oh, that's awesome. Verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, and then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And that last verse we'll cover, verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. When we say, I love you to one another, look them in the eye, boo. I love you. What does that really mean to us? When we say, Lord, I love you, what does that mean in our spirit, our soul, and our actions? See, many of us have sincere desires to put God first and have the utmost love for our Lord and Savior. But let's see what the scriptures say about the love we all should have for the Lord, which in turn will allow us to easily and more correctly love one another. We ask Jehovah Tiskanu, God of our righteousness, to help us do it right, to walk it out with God's heart and actions. Agape love, A-G-A-P-E, love, is the kind of love God desires from each and every one of us. If and when we have agape love for our Lord and Savior, it becomes so much easier to have agape love towards each other and everyone we encounter. And agape love will lead you to a place of intimacy of God. All this morning, I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. Well, what is agape love? That's a good question. The answer is the Greek word agape is often translated love. In the New Testament, how is agape love different from the other types of love? The essence of agape love is in the cuss word, is self-sacrifice. The essence of agape love is self-sacrifice. Unlike our English word love, agape is not used in the Bible to refer to romantic or sexual love, nor does it refer to close friendship or brotherly love, phile, for which the Greek word phile or Philadelphia comes from, where it's called the city of brotherly love, is used. Nor does agape mean charity, a term which the King James Version translators carried over from the Latin. Agape love is unique and is distinguished by its nature and character. Agape is love which is of and from God, whose very nature is love itself. The Apostle John affirms this in 1 John 4 in that 8th verse, when God is love, God does not merely love, he is love itself. Sacrificial love is not based on a feeling. Let me say that again, because that needs to say la, float out there a minute. Sacrificial love, agape love, is not based on a feeling, but determined as an act of the will. A joyful resolve to put the welfare of others above our own. But this type of love does not come naturally to humans. Because our fallen nature, we are incapable of producing such a love on our own. If we are to love as God loves, that agape, can only come from its true source. This is that love which has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us when we become his children in Romans 5, that 5th verse. Because that love is now in our hearts, we can obey Jesus who said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You should also love one another, John 13, that 34th verse. The new commandment involves loving one another as he loved us sacrificially, even to the point of death. But again, it is clear that only God can generate within us the kind of self-sacrificing love, which is the proof that we are his children. If we have that mentality, us four and no more, that's not agape love. By this we have known the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. 1 John 3, verse 16. Because of God's love toward us, we are now able to love one another. All this morning, I love you, Lord. When you say that, do you really mean that? And I desire to daily seek to please you. See, remember our text scripture, which defines what true love, agape love, really is in 1 Corinthians 13, those verses I just read. Let's first start with God's agape love is patient. I know even that goes down hard. Boy, many of us are in real trouble right there because we're not patient with ourselves and definitely not with others. What does patience mean, Dr. V? Glad you asked. The capacity, quality, or fact of being patient. Synonyms are long-suffering, resignation, forbearance. Oh, and my favorite book in the Bible, James 1, says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren, that second verse, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfected and entire, wanting nothing. Let me read it in the NIV so it becomes real clear. That was the King James Version. That second verse in James 1 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature. That's what perfect means in the Hebrew and the Greek. Mature. You shouldn't be 30 years old, been in the church all your life, and you're still wearing spiritual pampas or huggies or loves. There's no depth or roots in your walk. We want you to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, I was taught in corporate America, drilled in corporate America, quitters never win. And winners never quit. See, with agape love, 1 Corinthians 13, that fourth verse, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. When we have agape love, we are not jealous or envious of others. You know what ego is? Edging God out. When you are jealous, when you are a holy hater, you're edging out God. You're saying he may run out before he gets to you. That's not love. We do not need to boast or be proud, as clearly outlined in Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Now let's go in our last few minutes to Romans 12. And in that Romans 12, we usually quote verse 2 and 3, but no, roll on down to verse 9. Love in action. Because we're learning in this series to put that confession of love into some demonstration and illustration. That verse 9 says, love must be sincere. Love will hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord, verse 12, be joyful in hope. And I say, notify your face. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. I love you, Lord, and I daily seek to please you. We're going to continue tomorrow and talk about the agape love in verses 5. And continue on, that talks about love does not dishonor others, and it's not self-seeking. Do a checkup from the neck up. when you make the confession and give up and say, I love you, Lord, well, it's a demonstration of that love. Get worldly love out of your system. Argue with the word and make sure the word wins, because we're reading what the word says, how we should conduct ourselves when we say we love God, that agape love should transfer into our love with others. As I leave you, remember our confession is, I love you, Lord, but with determination we add, and we daily seek to please you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Brenda, I'm sorry, Minister Brenda, Prayer General.
Ooh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Dr. V, that was on time. I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. Thank you so much for that awesome and powerful message. Now, that's one of my favorite scriptures. We have to saturate ourselves in that 1 Corinthians 13. Yes, we do. Love you so much, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are, for being a loving God, to being a gentle God, to being a God who forgives, Lord. So we bow at your feet this morning and say, forgive us, Lord, for all our selfishness, for all our self-seeking ways and not looking to you as our author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that she ministered, Dr. V ministered this morning. Father, all I could hear you say was, this takes two things. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Thank you, Father God, that you are mending our hearts and our minds into to being the people that you called us to be with the agape love, Lord, that you have poured into us. Thank you, Father God, for this woman of God who have poured into us a powerful message for us to just meditate on and come to realize it's all about pleasing you, God. It's all about you being glorified. So with that, Lord God, we're lifting up all the ones that are going into health challenges this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for healing them, because you still are the God who heals. You still are the God who we can call on, and you said you will answer and then show us great and mighty things. So we call baby Taryn heal. We call Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Ellender heal. We call Jerry heal. Benita, Willa, Jim, Angela, Ed, Joseph, Patricia, Sam, Denise, Sharon, Candy, Durbin, and Dossie, Lord God. We call all these people healed, and all those that are on our hearts and our minds, Father God, we lift them up to you, and we call on Jehovah Rapha, and we thank you in advance that it's done not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And our bereaved families, oh God, we ask that you touch them, comfort them, and strengthen them like never before. We thank you, Father, for doing this. And even my classmate who passed away yesterday, the Torrey family, Father God, heal that family like never before. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you're doing in this season. Thank you for Artist Life and all that you're doing. Thank you for those that have made their goals, Father God. Thank you for the new people that are coming forth, Lord God, to enter into this world of healthy, wealthy places, Lord God, to help others become healthy in the name of Jesus. Thank you again for Dr. Vanessa and blessing her in all her ways. Pour virtues of blessings upon her, within her, and around her. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Oh, my goodness, you guys, we have to share this message with somebody today. Yes, because we, the body of Christ, have to have the true love of God. And that number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is coming up next with the Flanagans, and the topic is on ADHD, and that number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-6. 17 pounds. Again, our dear, sweet young minister, Kaylin, thank you so much for allowing God to use you once more and again with a time of worship and praise this morning. And again, to you, Minister Tiffany, out there on that South California beach, we thank you for allowing God to use you so early in the morning with the anointing that he has on your life. And again, Dr. Vanessa, we can't say thank you enough for allowing God to use you this morning. And you can rest assured, I'll have my table and my chair ready for tomorrow. God bless you. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Our heart cry is, we love you, Lord, and we daily, daily, every day, in every way, and everywhere we go, we seek to please you. Father, I thank you. With your help, you transcend us to that place where we understand fully the power and the importance of agape love in all we do. So the church can be the church. We individually, collectively, can do and be your ministers in the marketplace. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask you to go before us. We ask you to just shine big in us and through us. We ask you to let your favor fall on us, so that the love of Christ can be demonstrated by us in all we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, spreading that agape love wherever you go. Be blessed. Bye-bye.